Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to formally welcome you, the members of the gallery and press, to this ordinary council meeting. My name is Councillor David Bell and I am the Mayor at Serco Shire Council. I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we meet today and pay my respects to their elders past and present and acknowledge the citizens of the Serco Shire. And I'll ask all councillors to please stand while Councillor Duke recites the pledge on behalf of all councillors.
As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the well-being of our community and environment.
I'll note that Councillor Wellington and Councillor Brian McKittrick are on leave of absence. Are there any apologies for the meeting tonight?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Coker is an apology too.
Can I have a mover to accept Councillor Coker's apology? Thank you, Councillor Duke. Thank you, Councillor Smith. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Councillors, we have a resolution before us to note the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 24th of July 2018 and the special meeting of Council held on the 14th of August 2018 as correct records of the meetings. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Thank you, Councillor McGregor. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Are there any leave of absence requests from councillors? Are there any declarations of conflicts of interest?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to declare a direct conflict of interest in relation to item 10.4 as it has potential direct financial implications to my business.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Are there any other?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mine's quite indirect, but 6.2, the Surf Coast Soccer Club Pavilion, and nephew did some of the architectural designs. I'll be voting on it and talking on it, but I just wanted to be transparent that there is a connection.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. And I will declare a conflict of duties on item 4.2, the Aries Inlet Market, as I operate a market within the Shire on licence.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I need to declare a direct conflict of interest in item 10.1 as it relates to my role as CEO. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Presentations. I understand, Councillor Smith, you wish to say a few words.
Mr. Mayor. Look, I want to talk about two people that have passed away in the last month. And they are sort of important people in our community. The first one I'll mention would be Jared Lyle, who was a golfer in our region and a very well thought of and great sporting person who has he's probably inspired many golfers in the region, including the young and the old like me. He beat cancer twice, but unfortunately returned and he passed away on the 9th of August, and quite sad for his family. And his many friends. He lived in Torquay. There will be a service for him at the Sands on Thursday, September the 27th at 2 p.m. The other person I'd like to speak on was someone that I knew very personally, actually, and it was Helen Tutt. And Helen passed away late last month. She was, along with her husband, Jim, was Citizen of the Year back in 2017, and we remember her very fondly with that. Also remember Jim, who was a councillor for many years. You'll see his name up there on the board. And they both shared a wonderful relationship and they're so supportive of our community. Helen had been a regular visitor to Torquay. She probably did visit Torquay, but she loved Anglesey. Sorry, Councillor Hodge.
That's fine.
She went from the 1940s and has had connections with many groups of the community over the time. She had a 40-year connection with Angare, and the annual wildflower weekend that will be next weekend will be next weekend in September next month. Was a really important thing for her. She served time as president, supported the propagation, shared, and very involved in the development and implementation of the Anglesey Heath Management Plan, and also rehabilitation of many of the areas of the Anglesey Alcoa coal mine. She was a teacher and graduated in science and then added library qualifications, which is why she spent many times talking to me about libraries, and I did appreciate that. She moved, her and Jim moved down as full-time residents in 2004, and she was really involved in the structure plan, numerous community panels, including the reference group for the Memorial Hall, the Alcoa CCN, and also the discussion with the community around the that lovely roundabout that we have. she actually, when I stood for council, she was very supportive of me, and I'll never forget her advice in terms of the judicious use of words. We had 200 words to use, and as you will notice, the way I've talked, I waffle a bit, but she was so precise, and every one of those 200 words that I had were relevant, and I thank her very much for her support and her guidance on that. So, you know, Helen made a wonderful contribution to the community, and Anglesey is, and the Surf Coast is certainly richer for her involvement. There will be a celebration of her life on Friday, September the 7th, at the Anglesey Bowls Club. I forgot to write down the time, but I think sometime during the afternoon, 2:30, 3 o'clock, thereabouts, at the Bowls Club. So a great community person, and we our thoughts are with her husband, Jim, and son, Tim.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
Sorry, I went on a bit.
Chris Pike, any...
Mr. Mayor, if councillors could just indulge me for a moment, I think it's apt, on a different note to the points being made by Councillor Smith, to formally advise council that council was a recipient of an award last week. We had a delegation attend the annual award ceremony for the Australian Institute of Project Management, the Victorian chapter, where we were awarded for the third year running the Community Services Category Award as the best managed project in Victoria in that category. And this was for the Currumbee Myring Community Centre project, which opened fairly recently, just over the way from the Civic Centre here. So we were really pleased to accept that award on behalf of council at that awards dinner last week, and we now proceed to the national awards, which will be held in Sydney in October, again attending and being up against some pretty big public sector and private sector organisations for the third year running. So I think it's right that council should be aware of that fact.
Well done.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pike, and well done to our officers for conducting that project and coming up with such a wonderful result over there. Thank you, and pass our congratulations on to the officers involved. Public question time. Public question time runs for 30 minutes prior to consideration of the formal agenda by council. We consider questions received with notice first, followed by questions without notice from the gallery. If anyone from the gallery would like to ask a question, please fill in the public question time form and pass this to the CEO, Mr. Keith Bailey. Please note, this is not an opportunity for debate. Only two questions are to be asked per person. And I think the first question we have is from Eva Leggett.
Hello, my name is Eva Leggett and I am a Year 6 student at Bellbrae Primary School. The Bellbrae Primary School student population has grown rapidly to more than 500 from around 350 only 6 years ago. At peak times in the morning and evening, the traffic conditions are congested to the point of creating severe danger for children and parents. We have worked with council officers to try and identify a solution. The only available solution appears to be to install a second manned school crossing adjacent to the cemetery car park to enable parents to park in the car park and cross the road safely to the school side. We have the following 8 questions to ask the council in relation to our community's request to have a second manned school crossing installed and operated at Bellbrae Primary. We believe this will accommodate the significant recent growth in student numbers and avoid the high risk and potential severe consequences of an incident posed by the lack of sufficient road crossing at Bellbrae Primary. So to our first question. Are councillors aware that the student population of Belbury Primary School is in excess of 500 children and growing?
And Howard, would you care to take this question?
I'd be delighted to, Mr. Mayor, and I'm happy to take the questions one at a time if Eva's happy with that. So thank you very much, Eva, for bringing your questions to Council tonight. Are councillors aware of the student population? Yes. So I think that our councillors would very much appreciate the numbers of students that are now being seen at the Belbury School, which is very popular. The councillors and officers have had discussions for a number of years now with school representatives, and some councillors and officers have actually visited the school, particularly at those really busy times. And for the councils who haven't been able to be there, we've actually brought back some reports and talked to them about what's been happening.
And second, are councils aware that the majority of children who attend Belbury Primary School live in Janjuk and are unable to walk to school? So there is a very high proportion of children who travel to school by private vehicle.
Again, through the chair. Thank you, Eva, for your second question. And yes, as outlined before, we have provided our councils with some updates about the range of challenges faced, including those things that are contributing to it, such as where the students are coming from.
Thank you.
Well done.
Adam Leggett, would you come forward and ask your question?
So, third and fourth question, so thank you. Are councillors aware that all of the school's current infrastructure was developed for a much smaller school population and is now simply inadequate to cope with the traffic burden of a community of more than 500 students?
Chair. Thank you, Mr. Leggett, for your question. Yes, council is appreciative of the fact that the school was planned for and provided for a much smaller number of students, and unfortunately, that even applies more so to the infrastructure that is external to the site itself. And so council's very aware that the student numbers have certainly exceeded what would have been expected when the traffic and road arrangements were put in place.
Thank you. And my fourth question, are councillors aware of the extreme traffic conditions that impact on the school at the start and finish of the day and the efforts that the school has already undertaken to address them?
Through the chair. Again, Mr. Leggett, thank you. Yes, councillors and officers are aware. As I said, we have visited the school, some of us, at times, certainly at peak times, and by coincidence today our traffic and design engineers were on site looking at some of the infrastructure challenges. They happened to be there at about 2:30 to 3 o'clock, so they would have seen before they got in their cars, again, the challenges faced. We have provided updates to our councillors periodically over the last year or two about what's happened.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
And I apologise, Jaquel, our other third questioner, is being detained in Portland, so if it's okay if I proxy her fifth and sixth question.
We shall. Thank you, Adam.
Will councillors and senior officers accept our invitation of a site visit at peak times? And it sounds like you're already on the case, so that's great. To see firsthand the traffic conditions, specifically councillors, I guess we would like to see, that affect the safety of our school community.
Yep. So through the chair, yes, we have been there. We're happy to come back. Officers have met even Jaquel. I've met Jaquel on site at 3 o'clock last year, I think it would be. But we're happy to work with the school representatives to make another time to have another look. That's fine. And if officers can work to make those times, we can then pass to the councils when those visits might occur and they can attend if they're able to.
And the sixth question from our group, because it can take so long for a gap to arise in the traffic along school road, that children tend to become impatient and take risks in choosing crossing the road, which is why we are asking what can council do to help us address the risk of serious injury to a child as a result of that sort of natural response of our children?
So, through the chair, so this is a slightly difficult one to identify a single solution to. And so what can council provide in terms of assistance? Continue the relationship and the conversations. We can continue to monitor what vehicles and pedestrians are crossing where. And we can do some actual measures of those numbers to see whether the crossing point that is further from the school, at the location we're talking about, might meet the warrants for a more formalised crossing, so we can continue to do that. We can continue to monitor the time limits around the school and make sure that with our support of our local laws officers, as unpopular as that might be at times, that we are making sure that the driver behaviour is what it needs to be in that environment. And really it's about keeping monitoring and looking for opportunities and see what we can put in place as they're identified.
Thank you. Just before I pass to our last student for questions, I'd just like to iterate that I'm here and we're here on behalf of our school council. This is a widely supported series of questions from the school and the school community.
Thank you, Adam, for having us.
No worries.
And Olivia Dury, would you come forward and ask your question, please, or questions?
Very good speakers.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I'm a Year 6 student from Balbury Primary School. Now for our seventh question. Would council please assist the school to develop a second manned school crossing to allow children and parents to safely cross the road from the cemetery car park?
So thank you, Olivia, for your question. As I outlined, we can assist by making sure that we really understand what is happening on the roads around the school. So council is responsible for the road. However, we have to work with the state government road authority on where it is appropriate to put crossings. And part of us looking at what is appropriate is we must measure the number of cars and the number of students and be able to actually really explain why it might be important to have a crossing at this location. So what we will do is make sure we take those measurements. We will refer those findings to VicRoads and we will then be able to make a formal recommendation to council about what should be done around the road.
And your second question.
Will councillors please support the school community to advocate to state government for immediate installation of a manned crossing to protect our children's safety?
So I think this is a little bit like how I answered the last question, but what we need is some information. We need to talk to the state government, which is VicRoads, and say what that information shows us, and we need to be able as officers to bring something to council to consider and say what we should do, and that will probably be about going to state government and saying what support can we have.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivia.
Well done.
Moving. And I must say I do know a little bit about the traffic situation in School Road, living in Wood Road, which does run into School Road. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Norman Adams, would you care to come forward and ask your questions, please?
Thank you. At the council meeting of July 24, an agenda was supplied in the room here available for the attending public. On page 5 under item 2.1, the council officer states that the following the 24 April council meeting, the applicant in fact informed council that the structure at 420 Coombs Road was intended to be a hangar. The officer further states that a retrospective planning permit is required. My question is, why was this statement removed from the agenda downloaded from the council website on 24 July? And based on that statement, will the council enforce a requirement for a retrospective planning permit or apply for 149 determination via VCAT for the structure?
Ms. Howard, I think I will pass this one to you.
Yeah. So, through the chair, thank you, Mr. Adams. I'm responding to this question more from a governance point of view because it relates to the agenda production as opposed to a planning matter itself. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I've written some notes because I want to be very clear about what happened. So a preliminary version of the council agenda was prepared on Thursday, the 19th of July. Okay, and it had gone through a number of checks and balances. However, that was still the preliminary agenda. Prior to the agenda being finalised and approved for public issue, which happens on Friday, the 20th of July, some inconsistencies were identified in that report that you have referred to. So that report underwent further review and some amendments were made, including the removal of the wording that you've just cited prior to it being actually issued to the public and uploaded to the website. So no change was made after the document on the website had been uploaded. After the final agenda with the attachments was issued to the councillors and posted on the website, we actually print an agenda without attachments for the gallery, and if you pick up the hard copies, you'll see there are no attachments. So we create two files for this purpose, one with attachments, that goes on the website, one without, that actually is printed. The version that was printed for the gallery for that meeting, unfortunately, was printed from an earlier version of the report file, and so it actually didn't reflect the final public one issued on the website. And we didn't identify that until in days after the meeting had been held. And because they were issued in hard copy, we have no way of tracking whether anyone has picked it up or read it or anything like that. And so we had no way of recalling that mistake, I guess. So what I want to, though, be clear about was that the agenda that the council has worked with, that is issued and is the record on our public website, is absolutely the final agenda, and that is the agenda on which councillors informed their decision, and that was the correct version.
Is that saying that the paragraph or the statement removed was not a correct statement?
Yes.
Or I understand the procedural issue, but I'm saying, was the statement a correct statement or an incorrect statement? Is it? Why was it not placed in there? Is there a reason? I mean, there's obviously two versions of a paragraph, and they just don't seem to. I can understand what you're saying procedurally, how things happen.
I'm happy to quickly respond through the chair. So as I said, there were some inconsistencies in the report. Reports evolve over many weeks. This one evolved over months. And as more understanding happens, then that report becomes a final document and what we deem to be the correct record of the officer's view and recommendations. So the final document is what we would view to be the correct report.
So the statement...
Excuse me, I think we're probably not in a position to debate this at the moment.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but that is what we work under.
It's a second question.
I think both questions were asked.
Basically, I think that answers the second question as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. There were no questions without notice. We'll now move on to the formal part of the meeting, which is Responsible and Planning Authority's Planning Scheme Amendment Number C123 and Planning Permit Application Number 17/02073-5 Lockhart Drive, Torquay. And the purpose of this report is to update Council on the status of Planning Scheme Amendment C123 and the Planning Permit Application in accordance with the Council Resolution of 26th of June 2018 and to resolve on the next steps. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I'm happy to move, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Thank you, Councillor Duke.
Yes, look, I'm very pleased with these recommendations because it is the usual next step in the process. I'd like to thank the people around this development for their submissions, and they've still got the ability to submit to the panel as well. But there has been some concessions in that 173 agreement, which is like a contract. The height's gone down to 7.5, and the shops below will not be takeaway foods, which could affect the area around it. So this will now go to panel, and when the panel discuss it, and it'll come back to us, the submitters will be able to put in for it, and we'll still be able to have a look at that, and we'll still be able to either agree with it, amend it, or abolish it, and so it will have independent feedback which will help us make the final decision. But I do thank those submitters that have spoken to us, but I really do hope they go to the panel as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Councillor Duke, you wish to speak to the motion?
Well, I was going to speak to it, but I think Councillor Hodge covered it very well, so thank you, Councillor Hodge.
Thank you. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? You wish to close, Councillor Hodge? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. 6-0. Office of the CEO. Governance and Infrastructure, item 4.1. Consultation about the status of Colmine Road, Anglesey. And the purpose of this report is to seek Council's direction regarding its consideration of reopening Colmine Road, Anglesey, following its reconstruction by Alcoa as part of the mine rehabilitation plans. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Smith. I have a seconder. Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Smith?
Yes, look, I will speak to the motion because this is following on from some discussions and motions that we've had before on this matter. We did resolve that we would undertake some consultations. As you all know, there is Alcoa as part of their rehabilitation of the land is required to realign and re-establish Coal Mine Road adjacent to the coal mine, and we did actually have this view that we could commence consultation at some stage soon. However, it's really quite evident that we're not ready to do that just because of the range of views that the community has, and that it's particularly important to actually have a discussion knowing what's going to happen around that land. And so what we have before us is a proposal of some consultation that we will do when we have a view of what will happen to the land use around that area. So it will be, just asking whether Coal Mine Road should be reopened and when it's a road that's really hasn't been used for the last 10 years and for very good reason. We actually really wouldn't know where it's going to and what it's going to be used for, and until we actually know that, then I think it's pretty important to actually save the conversation to that and continue with the road as it stands and have it not reopened until later on.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak to the motion? Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Nearly missed out there, Councillor Hodge. Item 4.2, Aries Inlet Market, expressions of interest for a licence. The purpose of this report is to provide Council with the outcomes of the expression of interest undertaken to determine a preferred licensee to operate a market at the Anderson Road Night Hall and Car Park located at 6 Great Ocean Road, Aries Inlet. Do I have a motion?
Oh, declaring.
I keep forgetting. I will declare. I do declare.
Well, we know what it's about now, don't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That means I don't have to read it out.
On a roll.
Oh, now, where did we get up to?
You're waiting for it to see if you had a motion.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'd like to move an alternate motion, if I could.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
So if I can read out the alternate motion, which actually has the first 2 points as they are stated, and if it's okay, I'll just read the third point, Mr. Deputy. So point number three notes that the proposed licence conditions are to be generally consistent with the parameters outlined in the Council's resolution of 22 May 2018 and the advertised expression of interest, with the inclusion of three special conditions. A, that the number of permissible stores is 65, of which 5 stores will be available for community benefit at no charge to the stall users. B, a minimum of 1 market should be held each year during the period 1 July to 30 September. And C, that the licensee may seek to hold a minimum of 1 market per month during the months of July, August and September each year, but that if insufficient stalls, brackets being less than 30 paid stalls, are booked by 30 June, then the licensee should notify Council in writing that 3 markets are not viable.
Thank you. Councillor Smith?
Oh, just a point of clarification. I think you used the word may instead of must. So I just wanted to make sure that must was what you wanted to say.
It's 3C. Oh, yes, must. No, sorry. Right. Yeah, no, okay. As it's written there. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for that?
Oh, look, I'm happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion?
Oh, I haven't spoken for it yet.
No, I'm going to ask that next. And I should have asked you, I'm sorry.
Can I speak now, yeah. Mr. Deputy? Thank you. Look, we have a very good market at Aries Inlet, and it's a very good craft market, good quality produce and local, a lot of local groups that actually come along with it, and it is one that's highly valued by the community, as we saw as in some of the submissions that we actually received, and valued also by the stallholders. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge that it's been traded there for quite some time and really important for the community. There have, of course, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge that some are not as supportive because they're concerned about their business. But what we're actually doing is here is providing some certainty around it. And we're also trying to actually make sure that one of the objectives around council of encouraging people down along the coast during the winter months, that we do try and see if we can actually get a market within that first of July to 30th of September. We do actually acknowledge that we actually do consider the viability of that and make sure that it's not a financial impost in terms of running that. So I think there is a good balance in what we've actually come up with, and I do thank the licensee Elizabeth Stapleton for the submission and for the service that she gives the community in terms of this market, both to the people that actually attend and also to the storeholders, of which many are in this region and in this shire.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Hodge?
No.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak for the motion or against? No? Okay, so I'll put the motion. Thank you. All those in favour? Okay, that motion is carried. Thank you. That's all right, Mr. Pike. I was just with the Belbray girls. If you don't, you don't need to sit here all night and listen to this if you've got homework or something to do. So,
you can leave whenever you like.
To go after question time or you're welcome to stay. So.
It's not detention.
It's not detention.
We're not the Belbray girls.
Well, I hope you're glad I saved you all that reading, Clive.
Thank you.
Looks like we have the journalism students left as an enthusiastic gallery in the back. Item 4.3, review of Surf Coast Shire's place naming policy. And the purpose of this report is to adopt a revised review of the SCS 004 place naming policy. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I'm happy to move, Mr.
Hodge. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do you wish to speak?
Look, yes, just very quickly. It's one of those reviews that we do periodically through all our policies, and it's a policy that shows up about when names are being chosen. It has stakeholders, name changes and signage as well. So it's got quite a bit in it, and it is very important, but it's great to review these policies and wordsmith them so they're either clearer or can be better understood by the people that read the policies. Thank you.
Councillor Smith, does any other council wish to speak for or against? Wish to close, Councillor
Hodge? No, thank you.
I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is, all those against? The motion is carried. Item 4.4, Waste Management Funding Application, E-Waste Facility Funding. And the purpose of this report is to obtain approval for an application to Sustainability Victoria for funding of e-waste recovery infrastructure, the allocation of funding from Waste Reserve for Council's contribution to the projects, and a process whereby officers can apply directly for funding for waste-related opportunities that align with Council's plans without the need to bring each opportunity to a Council meeting. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've become such a society of disposable items, and of course the big one that's emerging over recent years is all our disposable e-waste. So we just don't keep things anymore, even laptops, mobile phones, TVs, DVDs, you name it, we are just disposing of them so readily and keeping things updated as our technology improves. So it gets to a point where you really do need to look at those things going into landfill or how we process them in some other way so that they can be either reused, recycled, taken apart, taken all the valuable pieces such as copper and other metals out of them. There's so many things that we can be doing. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity for Council to ensure that our e-waste goes away from landfill or other methods of disposal that are not environmentally friendly and look at how we can implement that across our shire.
Councillor McGregor.
Councillor Smith, do you wish to speak to the motion?
I would say that, you know, this is one of the areas that I've been asked quite a lot about from our communities, and it's really good to actually see the support from the government in terms of this, and us being able to take advantage of any funding that's available.
Any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close, Councillor McGregor? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 4.5, Project Budget Adjustments and Cash Reserve Transfers, August 2018. The purpose of this report is to present the project budget adjustments and cash reserve transfers for council approval and ratify the project budget adjustments and cash reserve transfers relating to the finalisation of accounts for the prior year. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Duke. Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Duke?
Just quickly, this is one of those transparency things that very clear for people to see what we're doing and where the money is going to in our community. They can see where grant funding has come through and been transferred over. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's a bit of a read to get through all of it, but if you want to, you can spend your time reading through it. But it really does make it very clear how we do fund a lot of our things. Thank you.
Councillor Duke, Councillor Hodge, do you wish to speak for the motion?
No, it's all been said. Thank you.
Does any other councillor wish to speak for or against the motion? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Goldsworthy?
Yeah, he was on first.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. Nice. Must have been so quick up and down. I didn't see.
That's moving.
The motion is carried. Item 4.6, quarterly report, councillor allowances and expense at 1st of April to the 30th of June 2018. The purpose of this report is to present a summary of councillor allowances and expenses paid during the period 1st of April to 30th of June 2018. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Thank you, Councillor Hodge. I caught that one that time. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, this is, again, just a quarterly report that we do. It's certainly to demonstrate to our ratepayers and the wider public of the transparency of the allowances and our remuneration, if I could call that, that we receive. But it is there just to be on public record, and it's good to see that we do it on a quarterly basis.
Thank you. Councillor Hodge, do you wish to speak to the motion? Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close, Councillor Goldsworthy? No, I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 4.7, review of delegation from Council to members of Council staff. And the purpose of this report is to present the S6 instrument of delegation from Council to members of Council staff for approval, pursuant to Section 98 of the Local Government Act 1989. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Smith. Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, look, I will speak. And if Councillor Duke mentioned before about the budget adjustments, well, this is an even heftier document with nearly 100 pages. But it is really important about how we go about doing the delegations. And whilst we did actually adopt the instrument in the February meeting, there has been further review related to various acts and updated positions and some cosmetic changes. So it's hefty, but it's necessary, and it ensures our operations will run smoothly.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak to the motion? Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close? I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. 6-0. Item 4.8, Instrument of Appointment and Authorisation, Planning and Environment Act 1987. And the purpose of this report is to seek Council's endorsement for authorised officers under the Planning and Environment Act 1987 through the updated instrument of authorisation and appointment. This request results from recent staff changes. Do I have a motion, councillors? Councillor Goldsworthy, Councillor Duke, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor?
Very quickly, Mr. Mayor, this is, again, it's just another tidy up of procedural due to changes in staff, so pretty self-explanatory. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion seconder? Oh, I think we'll just put that. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Move on to Culture and Community, item 6.1, Positive Ageing Advisory Committee. And the purpose of this report is to consider the Positive Ageing Advisory Committee terms of reference and to be informed of the next steps in the recruitment to the Advisory Committee. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Smith. Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Do you wish to speak?
Yes. Look, we've gone through our positive ageing document at our last meeting, and I think this is a really important step because the transition and actually how we take the community along with us in terms of the changes that are happening as a result of federal government changes it's really important to actually make sure that they're receiving the service that they need, they know how to access the services that they need, and that we can transition things really well. So having the right people sort of as part of the committee, and I do acknowledge that we've actually got people, we're asking for people that are going to be part of that industry, and there will be some challenges in determining who might have conflicts of interest and how that actually gets worked through. But it's a good document. It's got good terms of reference in there, understanding of actually what we're going to do, how we're going to go about it, who should be part of that committee, and I look forward to a report coming back.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak to the motion? Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close debate? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Is carried 6-0. Item 6.2, Surf Coast Soccer Club Pavilion Project Community Project Investigation. And the purpose of this report is to consider a community project proposal for the Surf Coast Football Soccer Club Pavilion and consider allocating $30,000 to investigate all design options to increase the change facilities in the sporting precinct. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Duke. Thank you, Councillor Smith. You wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Duke?
With this particular one, the growth of sports and recreation in this area around here and the amount of games that are on a Saturday or even on a Thursday night and things are going on, there's just not enough change rooms, there's not enough space for the people to do things. We do need to look at this. There was an option came through from the soccer club, but I think we need to look at the whole area and see how we're going to do it, and that's what the $30,000 is going for. It's going to help us design and look at what needs to be done. So, yes.
Thank you, Councillor Duke. Councillor Smith, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Look, I commend the group for actually putting together a plan, because it really does actually make you sort of think about what it should look like and the rationale behind it, it's probably something that we actually need to think more broadly about where it's located and not just the building itself. But I do thank the community for the investment that they've already made in their time and resources to actually put something together. I think approaching this in a broader perspective will get hopefully get an even better outcome.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak? Councillor Hodge?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know the club will be slightly disappointed, especially with dot point two, but in local government, we've got to do all the investigations we can before any land is used. The Surf Coast Soccer Club has grown incredibly over the last couple of years, and we've been extremely fortunate with not only state and federal grants, but the money that we've put in, but also what the clubs have put in. This isn't a new idea. It has been around as a club room on to have as their own. I was at a function on Saturday where there was probably 80, 90 women, and the Grant Pavilion's wonderful. But we've got to look at clubs too, where they want to put up their trophies, they want to really have a home base. So even though we'll investigate the change rooms, which is really good, I'm sure the club will come back to us and we'll be putting into NABDATA a proper community process so that in future we can look at if that land is available between the two pitches, and it could also help the netball club if that ever comes up here as well. But to have another pavilion there will help us in the future. So this is the way to go, the proper transparent way to go, and I hope the club will work with us in a successful and a positive way in the future for their club room.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close, Councillor Duke? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried 6-0. 6.3, annual performance reporting. on the council plan incorporating the health and wellbeing plan for the end of the year, 30th of June 2018. And the purpose of this report is to present the 2017-18 performance report for the council plan incorporating the health and wellbeing plan of 2017-2021, year one actions and strategic indicators. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Thank you, Councillor Duke. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor McGregor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, this is providing Council with an annual report on the Council plan, and of course the Council plan is our important framework document that guides the actions that are occurring across the 4 years of Council's term. So it provides us with feedback on how various actions are progressing, what things have already been met and what things are yet to commence. So it's just a standard reporting procedure for us.
Councillor McGregor. Councillor Duke, do you wish to speak? Are there any other councillors? Councillor Smith?
Yeah, look, I just wanted to just make a comment in relation to a couple of strategies and KPIs that we actually have flagged as red, and it's really one of the strategies that we're not meeting, which is quite understandable because we do actually get a rating statewide of being such a healthy and active community, and so higher priorities have been put forward against that, and we've deferred that action until 2019-20. So that is one of the strategies that's not been met, but it's just been pushed forward. In terms of our KPIs, we are aiming for 25% of energy to be renewable by 2020, but our ability to actually achieve that is with such a significant growth, while we've actually increased our percentage of renewable by going from 6% to 9%, we did want a target of 12%, but we've actually sort of grown our consumption. So it's, that is a challenging one. And, of course, the other one is around the satisfaction for planning for population growth in Torquay and Jandakot, which is a challenging element for our community and for ourselves. So they are just, in terms of our reporting, they were just the key things that I think we should say that we're working on, but not quite there.
Like a school report there sometimes, isn't it? Mm. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Do you wish to close? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried 6-0. MAV State Council motions, October 2018. And the purpose of this report is to adopt Council's motions for the Municipal Association of Victoria State Council meeting on the 19th of October 2018. Councillors, do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Smith. Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yes, look, there is a couple of things there. If I just talk to the four things that we put there. The first one in relation to planning and regulation for renewable energy facilities. It's, as we've known here at Council, it has become a bit of a challenging space for us. And of course, these facilities actually have multiple components. And so to be able to treat them all as the one is something that we think should be pushed through. The latest one out of the Inverleigh had actually two components, one which wind, one which was solar, and so they are actually treated separately. A fair approach to infrastructure associated with state school developments. Perhaps you sent the Belbrae Primary School people home a little bit early, but we have that push that we're doing, advocating for a maximum speed on the gravel roads to 80 kilometres. I wouldn't sort of put out a challenge for people to drive it 100 kilometres, but I think because I think they might take it. But I think it's really important that being able to drive safely on the gravel roads is something important for everyone. And the last point is around the continuation of the environmental protection EPA officer that we've had in our organisation for the last year or 2 years, I think. And that's been really good for us, and we'd like to see that continue and be rolled out Victoria-wide. So they're good things to be advocating for, and hopefully we're successful in that.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak?
I will briefly. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. These are all fantastic projects that could be rolled out across the state, and the one I'd like to highlight is around the potential for an 80 speed limit on rural roads that are unsealed. We see so many of our unsealed roads have concerns with car accidents, and especially you have a nice straight stretch and you think you can go 100 kilometres an hour, but it's very easy to lose control of a vehicle on those rural roads. And to go along and put up signage on separate individual roads is very confusing for people, I think, so advocating for that to be a blanket approach is probably a very good way to approach this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McGregor. Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Close, Councillor Smith.
No.
I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 6.5, Musical Mornings 2018-19 Fees and Charges. And the purpose of this report is to revise the fee set for the Musical Mornings program for clients on a home care package as documented in the 2018-19 budget. Councillors, do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Thank you, Councillor Duke.
Yes, this just goes to show, Mr Mayor, transparency again. We actually did the figures incorrectly. In the first one, we've picked it up, so we've been able to re-establish them at a lot lower price at $332.50, which is five events of being transported usually into Geelong, into GPAC and a meal, and they have their morning, their musical mornings, which is very, very popular. And I know there's been singers like Dennis Walter and Kamal, which I know are favourites of Councillor Goldsworthy. So it's fantastic that these people stay together in the community, go into these concerts, and I'm sure Councillor Goldsworthy might join them on that as well. So fantastic pickup, and it's great for the senior citizens that enjoy this, that they don't have to pay the first printed amount.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Councillor Duke, do you wish to speak
How
for or against...
How could I follow that?
Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Councillor Goldsworthy...
I think I will actually, just to finish that off. I think Councillor Hodge is just jealous she doesn't have a senior's card.
That's right. I look it, but I haven't got one.
Thank you. Do you wish to close?
No, I Councillor think we've closed.
I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried to 6-0. A little levity enters the room. Procedural business, the entertaining part of assemblies of councils, and the purpose of this report is to receive and note the assembly of councillor records received since the previous council meeting. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Duke. Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Well, I just put the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. 6-0. Further procedural motions, Section 86 committee minutes. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the minutes of the Section 86 committee meetings as appended. Do I have a motion? Thank you, Councillor Goldsworthy. Thank you, Councillor Smith. You wish to speak to the motion?
I'm just happy to put that.
Happy to put that. I will now put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried, 6-0. Advisory Committee minutes. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the minutes of the Advisory Committee meetings as appended. Do I have a motion? Councillor Hodge, thank you. Councillor McGregor, thank you.
I'm going to talk on this one, yes. This was the All Abilities Advisory Committee meeting, and it was wonderful to have four new members come, and the earth didn't stop or anything like that. And these four new members have done some already... had some terrific participation in their first meeting. One of the fellows that we've got on, and I'm really looking forward to get Dan involved. He was a young man in a skiing accident that's now wheelchair bound. And if we're going to talk the talk, we have got to make sure that if we do any roadworks or especially landscaping of streets such as Gilbert Street coming up in the future, that we get this young man out here to make sure that our... we can make the most accessible crossings and footpaths and everything we can. So these four people have been an absolute benefit already in their first meeting. They went over and saw the wonderful kinder we've got across and was very impressed with the adult change room that we put in and also all the hoists and things, lifts. So they were very impressed with the new building, and that was because we had a great project team, and all that went through the advisory committee over a year and a half ago. So it's a great committee, and I welcome those four new people and hope to have a long association with the Shire.
Thank you, Councillor Hodge. Councillor McGregor, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, I can't top that. Very good.
Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against the motion? I will now put the motion. All those in favour? carried to 6-0. There are no notions. There are confidential items for consideration tonight, and I'll now ask members of the gallery to leave the meeting so the meeting can move into closed session. I have a councillor move and second. Councillor Hodge, Councillor Smith, I'll now put the motion. All those in favour of moving to close, the motion is carried. So, thank you, gallery. I hope it was an entertaining and enlightening evening.